Well, the latest thing in campus victimhood is the microaggression, because you are not aware of your own sexism or racism. You don't realize that some of your comments are aggressive acts, microaggressions. Stephen Colbert asked one of his guests about it.
So what's a microaggression?
It's, you know, it's some of the faux pas. It's sort of like being shocked that a black person is articulate.
So microaggressions are not the same thing as racism.
It's covert racism. It's sort of racism that's hidden under the surface.
All right, I get that saying to a black person you're so articulate is obnoxious. But what I don't get is, like, some of the other ones. Mm-hmm. Give me some examples.
America is a melting pot, for example. That was listed as a microaggression.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I guess it's because people, the implication is that people should become part of the melting pot. I don't even really understand that one, I got to say. I think the one that the person who has the most merit got the job, which was, these are all listed by the University of California system, by the way, as actual microaggressions.
You should not say that the person but the best skills got the job.
Exactly, because that's insulting to the person who didn't get the job. That's a microaggression.
They also say you should not criticize race-based affirmative action.
Right. And they extended it to political opinions. And they didn't seem to see anything wrong with taking things that are flat-out political opinions and saying, that's actually, by the way, a tiny form of violence against victims.
And yet it's confusing to me. There's an inconsistency. Some college students are so sensitive that these microaggressions hurt them, but others embrace very honest, edgy talk about things like racial differences. They go to movies like this one.
Dear white people, please stop touching my hair. Does this look like a petting zoo to you?
Show is racist.
Black people can't be racist.
You've got a thing for Taylor Swift. I know, because my Mac picks up your Mac's library.
We're so careful. You don't understand. Girls like me
have to pick a side.
When I was in college, that would have just been taboo.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, microaggressions are interesting things to study, but the problem is schools like Ithaca College, for example, are starting to police them. They're trying to set up reporting mechanisms so you can actually say, oh, there was a microaggression committed against me.
You could post it on the internet.
Exactly. And what's so funny is they seem to think that this is going to increase dialogue along lines of difference. If you have to walk on eggshells, if anything unconscious you can say can be a tiny form of violence, then people just aren't going to bother talking to each other.